Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. Showers developing today, tops of 22 in the west and 21 in the city. Hold on, folks. We are in for a busy and drama-filled day. There are quite a few headline acts and plenty of questions to answer as well. So we've got Tyrone May, Nathan Cleary and Stephen Crichton in the frame at the Panthers. What happens next there? Is Tyrone May's future at the club now in doubt? He's going to be a talking point at the board meeting. I'd say the answer to that is yes, it's in doubt. Is Nathan Cleary's co-captaincy under strain as well? Well, it's got to be, hasn't it? Remember what Penrith great and club director Greg Alexander said about the Panthers' grand final antics right here on the morning show 2 weeks ago.
There's been a couple of social media things that haven't impressed me, but I mean, I'll be in Penrith today. I'll find out exactly. I haven't really asked what's been going on up there. I think a couple of our players need to pull their heads in on social media. It gets a bit out of control. I don't follow social media. I've had people tell me about what's been posted. Some of it shouldn't have been. So yeah, bit out of line, Matty.
And general consensus is everybody agrees with Brandy. These players just need to pull their heads in. Now, Tyrone May, I think, is a different story. And we'll get to the bottom of that with Andrew Webster soon. But this is young men messing around, no question about that. However, they have sullied the image of the club and the victory itself. Pull your head in. Sounds nice and easy, but perhaps that's exactly what Penrith may need to put on the board meeting agenda for some of the players. It is certainly a bad taste after such a good season and all the great work that they've put in. And in particular around Nathan Cleary, this young man will go on to be a great of the game. And he's only young. Sure, celebrate, have some fun, but it's time to start pulling some heads in out at Penrith. Then there's the issue of vaccination and Novak Djokovic in particular. Will he or won't he be here to defend his Australian Open title next year? Now, we brought you the report yesterday that broke in a Serbian newspaper that the nine-time Australian Open winner, nine times, said he won't confirm if he's vaccinated or not, and therefore he would not be able to commit to playing at Melbourne Park or not next year. So it appears as though the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, answered that question for us with this statement at his press conference.
I don't think an unvaccinated tennis player is going to get a visa to come into this country. And if they did get a visa, they'd probably have to quarantine for a couple of weeks. I don't know that that would necessarily, when no other players had to. So I don't think that that's going to be a relevant issue.
So it won't be a relevant issue because the Premier says doesn't think an unvaccinated tennis player is going to get a visa. So full stop. So this is where it lays, in my opinion, with Novak Djokovic. He absolutely has the right to not want to say whether or not he's vaccinated, to not divulge any of his medical information. That's his right. The rules will be very, very clear, and therefore he'll have to play by the rules, which is don't play at all. And again, that will be his choice. However, what does the Victorian government do when more top-line players start pulling out or start to refuse to say if they're vaccinated or not? That's where this is going to come to a head. And the biggest sports story in the US this morning is the saga of Australia's NBA star Ben Simmons. This is a doozy. He's been suspended by the Philadelphia 76ers, as we now know, for refusing to take part in training drills at practice. He'll miss the 76ers season opener against New Orleans because of what the Sixers called conduct detrimental to the team. This is a player on more than $33 million US this season. He's on a contract worth almost $150 million until 2025. You know what he did? He dropped the ball and walked out of training after his coach asked him repeatedly to join a defensive drill. Can you make this stuff up? Now, sure, Simmons wants out. We know that. And the 76ers are playing hardball to make sure that they'll get the right trade for the right money. But Ben Simmons is the one losing value here big time. Now, players hold all the power in the NBA. You just heard the figures I gave you. $33 million this year, $35 million the following year, $37 million after that, $40 million. This is crazy stuff. But when you start losing the support of your fellow players, well, you know you've got a problem. and it appears Ben Simmons has now got a very big problem. The red flags are falling, and this carry-on at training will be the last straw. His all-star teammate, Joel Embiid, has made it pretty clear they're over it. This is his teammate. And he says that Simmons' time at Philadelphia should be over as well.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. You know, that's not my job. You know, that's those guys' jobs. You know, I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, you know, play hard every night, try to lead, you know, the guys that we have here. And I'm sure they feel the same way because, you know, our chemistry has been excellent. Despite, you know, everything that's been happening in the last few months. So, yeah, like I said, I don't really care.
Doesn't really care about his own teammate and sick and tired of babysitting him, and so they should be. Why should you have to babysit somebody at this level of the game? Here's Ben Simmons' coach, Doc Rivers, talking after all this transpired at training.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. You know, so I don't know the answer to that.
In limbo, even the game's commissioner, the game's boss, Adam Silver, has weighed in. What he sees is a classic standoff.
This is nothing new, frankly, in the league, unfortunately. I mean, there's storied players over many decades who've held out of contracts, didn't go to the team that drafted them, held out of training camp, etc. So I don't really see it as being sort of the modern day issue many people are painting it to be. On the other hand, it's something you never like to see as a league that, you know, I think for Ben, I think what people are suggesting is that this early in his contract, it's highly unusual to be holding out in the way he is. But again, both sides have rights. As a result of holding out, he's some combination of not being paid and being fined on top of that. And so it's an unfortunate situation. And obviously, there's a reason why we have contracts in this league.
And his contract is a whopper, $146.64 million up until the end of 2025. That's $196 million. Now, I've never been one to say because he's getting paid so much that we should all stand back. You know, that's good on him. If he's getting that much money, go for it. And should never, ever be denied the opportunity to do that. But this is classic standoff stuff. And it's now, like I say, devaluing Ben Simmons. What do you think? Let me know. Do you look at Ben Simmons now in the same light that Australians are looking at Nick Kyrgios and Bernard Tomic? He's front page news everywhere. It's taken the focus off the season opener between the Nets, ironically enough, featuring Patty Mills. Now, there's an athlete that we like to talk about, and the Bucks this morning. But this is the biggest sports story in the States. I'm told that ESPN Sports Center had to redo its opening to its show when the Simmons walkout news started to come out. So we'll catch up with ESPN's Phil Murphy soon to get the latest on this developing story. How did it get to this point, and what happens next for Ben Simmons? When does the divorce happen? It's clearly on the table. What happens? Who pulls the trigger first? Does he walk? Do the 76ers get rid of him? Are you over this kind of behaviour from our leading athletes? In cricket, a warm-up match today for Australia versus India at the T20 World Cup. That gets underway at 2 o'clock. We've also got two WBBL matches today. The Sydney Sixers have the Melbourne Stars at Blundstone Arena starting just before 5. The Melbourne Renegades face the Adelaide Strikers in the game before. And in racing, Zaki is the favourite for the Cox Plate on Saturday, one of the great races on the calendar. Can J-Mac roll his Everest win on Nature Strip into victory in the famous Wait for Age Classic on Saturday? And what about the Melbourne Cup Carnival? Will crowds be allowed in for Derby Day now? Because we've got 10,000 currently for Cup Day and thereafter, but Derby Day on the Saturday is currently missing out. Jason Richards and Richo from Channel 7 and Racing.com will join me today. I've also got some famous sporting birthdays for October 21 that involves rugby league. Another involves Jerry Seinfeld. Think about it. And also on this day, some key events happened in world sport. One that changed an Olympic sport in particular forever. Plus, stay tuned for today's leg up for Vossi's Taking Care of Quizness. I have two answers to help you along for tomorrow's quiz. You'll get them over the course of the next 3 hours. My number, 0457 736 736. After the break, Wednesdays with Webby.